Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vozmak scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ed Durham now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Porter reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan bunts towards third. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ed Durham. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Connolly moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field. Watwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watwood. Montague moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Olsen is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.